Hinkle. Hinkle on the right side. Now back to Kelly. Ball fake. Now he'll drive. Hop step low. Kicks it back out. There's Larson for a long two. No good. And out of bounds. It'll be Fenimore, a Riverdale ball.
Yep. Good job. Good defense. Now we got to take care of the ball here.
12:24 to go in the game. It is a one-point game. Fenimore 27, Riverdale 26. Bevan Dennis in the backcourt. Fires back to Owen Blankenship.
There you go.
And there's Bevan breaking the press. Top of the circle. He draws a crowd, right?
Yeah, he does. Sure does. Got to look.
Pass to Krell inside. Gavin puts it on the floor. Knocked away. Larson picked up by Kelly. He'll whip it up ahead.
Over.
Threw it away.
Yep.
It'll be Riverdale ball.
Yep. Good job of Fenimore interior defense getting the turnover. Then as they came up, they lost control of it. Now Riverdale's back in control. Down by one.
Bevan Dennis on the left side, inching the ball toward half court, bounces it across to Henry Drone. Drone back to Dennis. Bevan penetrates from
nice
the back
pass.
Door. Wide open Krell. Ball fake shot won't go. Rebound by Drone. He'll get it now at the free throw line. 15-footer Riverdale. Good.
Trickle it home. Nice job by Henry. He's a worker, just a sophomore. Got the free throw line jumper. Riverdale's battled back to take the lead by one.
11:34 to go, 28-27. Good ball game tonight.
Yeah, very good game.
Kelly walks it across, throws it left side for Hinkle. Isaac drives, gives it back to Dressen on the right side. Dressen now to Jude Kinney. Jude will penetrate, throws it out for the wing. Down to the baseline, Dressen. Dressen lobs it back now to Kelly. Reese drives with the left hand, got down deep, nowhere to go. Almost traveled.
Yeah.
Gives it back to Larson, free throw line.
Wow.
Good defense, Riverdale. Down to the corner, ball fake for Kelly. Nothing. 11 minutes to go. There's a three on the way, and it is no good. And the rebound by Crowell.
Nice job by Gavin. Great defense. I think Fenimore got the look they wanted. Just wouldn't go. And Gavin Crowell picked up the rebound, and Riverdale looking for that open shot.
Pass comes to the near side.
Oh, boy.
Cross court knocked away. Picked up by Bevan Dennis. Dennis is triple teamed. And then eventually a jump ball is called. And it'll belong to Fenimore.
Yeah, Fenimore's ball.
You'd figure if three guys are on one, that would leave other people open, but it's hard to see them, isn't it?
Exactly, for sure.
So the inbounder will be Fenimore on the far side. Riverdale leading by one, 28-27. 10:39 remaining in the ball game tonight in an SWAL contest. Down to Kinney. Here mails it back to Evan Larson. Three on the way, and he got it.
Got it.
Smooth.
Yep, nice shot. Drop that one home. 30-28.
Fenimore by two. Bevan Dennis trapped in the backcourt. Bevan brings it across the half-court line.
Wow.
Drives deep. Now three on the way. Bevan on the rim. No good. Almost went. Rebound, Fenimore.
Yeah, Duke Kane with the rebound. Good look by Bevan. In heavy traffic. Got a good look at that three. Just want to go hit the front.
Larson,
front rim.
Right side. Down to the corner. Coming out. Yankee Fiedler. Now back to Kinney. Jude to the corner. On a drive. Roth. Roth air mails it back to the free throw line. Fenimore, good movement of the ball.
Yeah, they do. There's the shot they wanted.
Jude Kinney, three on the way. No good. Rims all the way to the corner. Fenimore saves it inbounds. Nice job, Larson. And the ball goes down deep. And a traveling is going to be called on Yankee Fiedler. It's Riverdale ball.
Yeah, again, Riverdale plays really solid inside. Not letting an easy shot up. So 9:45.
So Riverdale will put it in play. 30-28. Fenimore. And Bevan Dennis in the backcourt, up to Drone at midcourt. Brings it across with the left hand back to Bevan Dennis. Dennis drives, 15-foot. No, gives it off to the near side, and that is going to be Krell. Back to Bevan Dennis, drives to the corner. Bevan, spin move, down low, gets around, spins it, gives it back now to the near side, Drone. Drone will shoot a three, on the way, no good. Rebound, Larson and Fenimore.
Nice rebound. Henry got a look, just one and go.
Up to Jude Kinney, right side, Roth. Roth, top of the circle, Larson, near side, Dressen for three. Rims off, rebound by Bevan Dennis of Riverdale.
Nice job by Bevan. Riverdale walking it up now, trying to get the pace back to their what they want. Yep.
Catch your breath.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Pass comes inside. It's caught by Blankenship. Give and go down to Chitwood. Shot blocked toward the out-of-bounds line and saved in bounds by Fenimore. Corey Dressen, big block.
Yep.
Now a flip up court. And a shot of the way, and good by Jude Kinney.
Yep, nice ball fake. He's able to convert, 32-28. Fenimore extending. Nice catch by Henry Drone.
Drone across half court, and he's fouled. That'll be Fenimore's third.
Yep. Too much body there. Picked up the foul at half court. It's on Fiedler with the foul.
Into the game for Fenimore is Reese Kelly, and 8:39 remaining. 4-point lead for visiting Fenimore. Pass comes in play. Caught near side by Drone, knocked away. Fenimore has it at midcourt. They'll airmail it up to Kelly. Shot blocked by Bevan Dennis. Bevan got up and got a block.
Yes, he did. Roth with the steal, made a nice pass ahead to Reese Kelly. As Kelly went up for the shot, Bevan came through with a clean block. He got up off the floor and made a great athletic play.
Gantula into the game for Riverdale, replacing Henry Drone, giving him a bit of a breather. And Fenimore will inbound for the baseline. They'll bring it in. Three-point look on the way, and good. Nothing but net for Brady Rose.
Yeah, Ross with the three. He's a good ball player. Hits a big-time shot, up by seven now.
Fenimore's biggest lead. Gantula with the ball across the half-court line, gives it back to Bevan Dennis. Bevan back, top of the circle. Ball fake for Blankenship. Got in the lane. Head fake. Now a little shot on the way.
Oh,
no good from about 5 feet. Rebound Larson. Larson whips it the other way. Caught by Yankee Fiedler. Shot on the way. No good.
Yep.
Fought for. Rebound Fenimore. They'll keep it going. Left side Roth. Kelly on the right side. Left side Roth. He'll shoot a three. It's on the way and no good. And Bevan Dennis gets the rebound.
Nice also reach.
And he's fouled.
Yeah. Reese Kelly with the reach. Roth had a good shot. Just deflected off the side of the rim. Bevan tracked it down, got fouled. Here's, if you're Riverdale now, you really got to work for that good shot. Fenimore, though, with that extended pressure defense, making it tough right now.
7:50 remaining in the game. Gantula hands the ball off to Dennis on the left side. Dennis with the ball. Riverdale needs a basket. It's been a little while.
Yep, it has.
They led 28-27, eight straight for Fenimore now. Here is Dennis throwing it off to Gantula, right side. Looks to the inside, bounces it down low, and held there by Krell. The ball is kicked by Fenimore out of bounds.
Yep. Fenimore's extended the defense, made it tough for Riverdale to get that open look. Riverdale just got to be patient. Hopefully that look comes for you, and when it comes, hopefully you can knock it down.
Pass comes in to Dennis. Bevan just across the half-court line, penetrates a bit, throws it now into the lane. Blankenship drives. Nope, knocked away. Picked up by Fenimore. They'll baseball it ahead, caught here by Roth. Back door, shot on the way with a left hand,
right.
No good for Kinney. Rebound Gantua out near midcourt, lost the handle, saves it behind his back, back into Fenimore. They've got it. Kelly drives, throws it low, shot on the way, and good for Jude Kinney.
Yep, probably timeout for Riverdale coming. Yep. Yeah, this is not the pace he wanted. Fenimore is able to pick it up, force some turnovers, convert on the other end, extending the lead to nine.
37-28, Golden Eagles on WRCO and WRCO.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hacko Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
She's going to be a big timer.
Let's go back to basketball here tonight after the break. Under 7 minutes remaining. Fenimore leading 37-28 over the Riverdale Chieftains. Pass comes right side. Owen Blankenship across the timeline, throws it to Chitwood down low. Krell.
Nice catch.
Krell kicks it out. Bevan Dennis. Ball fake, and they're right on him.
Yep.
Bevan will drive. Now backs up. Three on the way. Blocked. Nice job by Roth. Picked up by Riverdale again. Gantula looks to the inside, knocked away, stolen now by Fenimore. Jude Kinney takes it, lost it, and out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale basketball.
Yeah. Nice hustle back defense. Jude Kinney went to take the ball of the hoop, just lost it. Probably a little slippery there, lost control of the ball.
Chieftains just trying to keep control of the ball.
Yeah.
As you mentioned the break, it's been the turnovers that have been really a killer. Ball knocked away again by Fenimore. Loose, and they pick it up. Jude Kinney throws it right side. Larson back to Jude. Jude bangs his way in for a shot. No good. Foul call. He'll go to the free throw line.
I think he's going to say
25, Gavin Krell with his third. And he was on the floor, I guess.
Yeah. I guess he must have called the initial contact and not the shot, obviously.
No free throws then. Fenimore gets set to bring it in. 6:15 to go.
Nice
knocked
shot
away by Dennis. Loose in the floor. Picked up again by Kelly. And Reese drives, goes to the right side. Caught there by Yankee Fiedler. Back to Larson. Down to the baseline, Roth. Roth airmails it back to Kinney. Kinney to the corner. Kelly with the basketball. Nowhere to go. Down to the baseline. Riverdale has it knocked away. Dennis, and it's going to be loose on the floor. Picked up by Bevan. And Bevan takes it into the front court. On the far side, drives back toward the half-court line. Gives it to Gantula. Down to the baseline, around the wheel. Gantula, top of the wheel, inside blanket. Dennis wide open. Three on the way. Good. No, it wouldn't stay.
Just saved short.
Rebound pulled down by Campbell. Now turnaround shot on the way, and that is good for Blankenship. That's Owen's first basket.
Yep, nice job. Good job of ball movement. Owen was able to square it up on the free throw line and knocked it down.
37-30, Fenimore, 5:25 to go in the ball game tonight. Gives you some more scores in a moment. Ball comes left side off to Reese Kelly. Right side for the right side of Roth. Roth brings it back toward the top of the key. Fenimore working against that zone, which has been effective tonight.
Yep. Still a lot of time. If you get a stop, there. Yep.
Oh, Larson creates a shot. He's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line.
Good job by Gavin. Good interior defense. He didn't want to give up the easy shot. Force him, make him from the line. That's Gavin's fourth foul. So Evan Larson goes to the line for two.
This one in the air, and it is no good.
Went it roll home. Got most of the rim, but trickled off.
Sauk Prairie leading River Valley in boys basketball, 30-21. Wonewoc Center, 34-26 on Seneca in girls basketball. Lancaster leading Fenimore, 29-21 in girls basketball. Second throw now for Evan Larson in the air, and that one is on the rim, and it is good.
That one went down. So 8-point lead for Fenimore. You got 5 minutes left. This is where you got to really, really work hard.
Blankenship back to Dennis, back to Owen, crosses the timeline, gives to Bevan. Bevan, crossover dribble, lost the handle, gives it back to Blankenship, and Riverdale setting it up against a tenacious D.
Yeah, they play hard defense. They make it tough on you to get that open look.
Bevan drives, free throw line left, gives it back to Drone. Henry looks to the corner, and nowhere to go. Conlon Walsh also in the game.
Oh,
turnaround
fouled,
shot,
yeah.
No good, but a foul is called on Fenimore.
On the three, I think.
Bevan will get three free throws
I think Grace Kelly caught him across the arm. No, I got the wrong guy, number three.
Jude Kinney,
they're calling it on the board.
So Bevan at the line, free throw number one is good. 38-31.
Just a seven-point game.
Chance to get back at it with the clock not running. This one in the air, that one is good. He's pretty confident on his free throw shooting, too.
Uh-oh.
Isn't
he? You could have jinxed
what?
It.
Oh, sorry.
No, he's a good shooter.
38-32.
Obviously.
In the air. There that one goes. Is good. Look at that. I didn't jinx him.
Nothing but that. Yep.
38-33. 5-point game. Fenimore leading 4.5 to play here in this SWAL game. Roth across the timeline with the ball between the knees dribble. Goes to the right side. Throws it off now to Yankee Fiedler. Fiedler back to Larson, near side, Kelly. Kelly on a drive, fires it over to Larson. Larson down low, and around the wheel it goes. Kelly, left side, taken there by Roth. Roth creates a shot, it won't go. Rebound by Riverdale. Ripped down by Conlon Walsh in the corner. Knocked loose, and a foul called on Riverdale.
Yeah, that's great defense by Gavin Kroll inside. Forced the miss. Conlon came up with the rebound, and then Riverdale lost control, and Owen Blankenship picks up the foul. So five fouls each. Hit under 4 minutes.
That's three on Owen as well. Ball comes left side to Larson. 38-33. Fenimore, 3:53 to go. Pass knocked away. Bevan Dennis throws it off Fenimore, and he'll get it back for Riverdale.
Wow, that was a heck of a play. He deflects it. As the ball's going down, he grabs it, fires it off with a Fenimore ball player, and Riverdale keeps control.
He is fun to watch.
He sure is.
Ball comes in play, caught by Owen Blankenship, back to Bevan Dennis. Now Blankenship on the near side, fires back to Bevan Dennis. Dennis weaving through traffic, stops on the near side, gives it back now to Blankenship, fires down to the corner. Conlon Walsh throws it left side and picked up now by Dennis. Bevan in the corner, 3:25 to play. Riverdale down by five, and they have the ball.
Huge possession right here.
Yes, it is. Conlon Walsh on the wing, throws it down low, knocked away by Fenimore, saved inbounds by Jude Kinney.
Nice defense by Fenimore.
Good play. Evan Larson, now back to Kelly, left side, Jude Kinney. Jude throws it, high post, Larson drives, spins through the corner. It is Kelly, 3 minutes to go. Kelly on drive. Offensive foul called out Fenimore.
Nice job by Gavin.
Gavin Krell takes the charge.
He does that all the time. If they kept a stat on that, he'd probably lead, I'll say, the state in charges. That's going on a limb, but he does that a lot. He plays great interior defense. He does all those little things that you need to do.
Not easy to do that, that's for sure.
No.
Though you're going to get blasted when you're playing defense,
exactly.
You know, run over maybe. So the foul is called, and that'll be, I think, Fenimore, I think, is going to use a timeout.
They have a blood timeout. I think Jude Kenny has some blood or something on his elbow, and you get that 20-second timeout this year for a blood timeout.
I haven't seen very many of those.
No, it's very rare, but you do get that blood time.
You see more in wrestling.
Yeah, for sure, wrestling.
Especially this time of year.
Yep. Yeah, I think you get 120 or 130, something like that.
And now he's got tape that's not secured.
And now we're good.
Oh, they're going to get more tape. Here comes our good friend from Sports Medicine out to help, Lindsay Tollickson. So as they make the switch, gives everybody a breather.
Yeah,
you know, we should probably hand out Donna Walsh's peanut butter cookies here.
Exactly.
Give everybody some energy for the last 3 minutes.
For sure. They would be great. Like I said, they're fantastic. I had some already, so.
Kick them in gear.
Yep.
Some other scores tonight. Let's see. Filmy flip phone. Sauk Prairie leading River Valley 47-26 second half. Girls basketball Mineral Point up on Belmont 51-39. So some good ones on a Monday night. Some regularly scheduled, some makeups as this one is.
Yeah.
That might be a record for one makeup game.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we've had. So.
Wow.
I know the weather looks kind of iffy on Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
But usually no games on Wednesday. So.
We're back to action. Fenimore fans standing here. Three minutes to go. Bevan Dennis on the left side. Riverdale down by five, 38-33. Pass goes to the middle. Drone. Near side. Back to Bevan. Dennis on the left wing. Pinned in. Gives it back to Drone. He's double teamed. Drives.
Oh.
Knocked away by Kelly. Picked up by Bevan Dennis. Dennis at the midcourt line. Swings it back to the near side. Blankenship. Owen on a drive in the lane. And he is fouled.
Yep.
That'll be on Jude Kinney, and that will be Jude's fourth.
And that's foul seven, so Owen will be at the line, can trim this deficit from the line.
2:37 to go. Fenimore by five, and Owen Blankenship's first trip to the line. He has 2 points this evening. So a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and it is good.
Good.
Owen Blankenship brings him to within four.
4-point game, 2:37 to go.
And a timeout's going to be called by the Chieftains. 2:37 to go, 38-34. Fenimore on WRCO Radio Sports.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
After the timeout, Riverdale will have one more free throw, and they can get it within three, which is a big free throw.
Yeah, right? For sure. Makes it a one-possession game, but there's a lot of time. We got 2:37, so a lot can happen between now and then, so we'll see.
Fenimore back to the floor now from Coach Larson. And one more free throw for Owen Blankenship, who just hit one a moment ago. This will be his second attempt. Gets the ball from the official. Blankenship at the line. This way in the air, and it is short. And the rebound by Larson of Fenimore. Evan with a basketball in the backcourt. Golden Eagles lead by four.
Riverdale going man-to-man here, Phil. They're switching up, coming out of that zone.
First time. Pass goes down to the baseline. Larson drives, gives it back to Kelly on the near side. Back to Roth. Roth and Fenimore working it around. They can be patient. Chieftains with five fouls so far. Pass comes back to Kelly. Kelly drives down low. Lost it, gives it back to Larson now. And around the wheel it goes. Clock down to 2:05 remaining in the game. Roth on a drive. Right of the wheel. Left side caught here by Henkel, and he is fouled by Conlon Walsh.
Good foul by Conlon. It looks like Fenimore is going to, they you know, I think, just my opinion, looks like they're going to go just for that layup. So Riverdale,
yep.
Conlon picks up the foul, extended defense, timeout called. He could not get it in. Good timeout by Fenimore.
1:59 remaining, and we'll take timeout as well. 38-34, Fenimore leading here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Welcome back to Riverdale, 38-34. Fenimore with the basketball and a four-point lead at the scorer's table. The inbound pass comes into Henkel. Backcourt, Brady Roth. Riverdale in that man-to-man, as Kirk mentioned. Roth penetrates a bit. Nothing, kicks it out. Along the left side, it's held by Henkel. Henkel and the Chieftains trying to get it. It's lost by Fenimore into the
turnover.
Backcourt. Over and back.
Yeah, over and back. The ball hit the line. That's over and back.
Fenimore fans will argue, but we had a real good bird's-eye view of the ball.
That is over and back. It doesn't have to cross. If it just touches the line, it's over and back. So that was a good call.
Chieftains get it back. Down by four. Bevan Dennis, left side, off a screen. Down low, nothing. Brings it back to Gantula. Down to the near side, Walsh. Conlon, back to the near side, Enrol Gantula. Back to the half-court line for Riverdale. On a dribble drive, back to Walsh. Deep baseline, throws it high post. Blankenship, shot on the wing, goal!
38-36.
38-36, Fenimore, 1:18 remaining.
Now
Fenimore in the backcourt.
You don't have to foul here. You got some time maybe. See if you get a turnover, then to make you look.
Henkel is fouled by Conlon Walsh, and he'll get a bonus free throw coming up.
I think, to me, it looked like that's what Riverdale wanted to do, so good play by Conlon. Make him go to the line.
So right now, he'll go to try to give his team a three-point lead.
Yep.
So and
bonus, so you got to be ready to rebound if he misses.
All right. So Henkel at the line. In the air, that one is good. Big free throw for Isaac. That makes it 39-36. Three-point edge for Fenimore. One more coming up. Trying to make it that two-possession game. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound
possession.
Gantula. 39-36. Fenimore, Riverdale up the sideline. Three on the way. Walsh, no good. Rebound drone, put back. Good.
1 point game.
It is a 1 point game again. 39-38. 55 seconds.
Fenimore takes the timeout.
Timeout. They were going to have trouble getting it in, I think.
Yeah.
So the timeout taken. 54 seconds to play. Fenimore by one. It'll be their ball after the timeout on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wowzers.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Welcome back to Riverdale. It is a 39-38 game here in the waning moments, 54 seconds remaining.
Yeah.
For the Chieftains, really a heads-up effort here tonight.
Oh, for sure. Played a great game against a really good team. They've dropped down by nine, 37-28.
Mm-hmm.
Now come back, outscored Fenimore 10-2. And now Fenimore has the ball. You're down by one. I'm sure they're going to pick up probably man full court, try to force a turnover, and then you got to make a decision, like, do you foul or how long do you wait? All that's got to be played out.
Fenimore will inbound. They have to bring it length of the floor. They'll throw it right side, and it's going to be taken by Roth. Roth back to the middle. Riverdale trying to steal. Back to Roth. Far side, knocked away. Picked up by Hinkle. Now to Larson. Larson open down the lane. Now he's going to pull it back out. 44 seconds to play. Hinkle, right side, taken by Roth, and he is fouled by Riverdale.
Okay.
So not a bad foul.
Nope. Got 39 seconds. Roth, of course, excellent shooter. But either way, he makes both. You're only down one possession, so.
Bevan Dennis's first foul.
Yep.
Free throw in the air. That's short. And it's going to be rebounded by Riverdale. Knocked away. No, picked up by Fenimore. Roth. Steal by Conlon.
Riverdale got to take care. Got to go back to Bevan.
31
Let Bevan
seconds.
Handle it here.
39-38.
Wow.
In favor of Fenimore. Riverdale ball, 25 seconds. Left side, Gantula. Back to Bevan Dennis. Right side, Walsh. Walsh near side, bounce feed low. Caught
there.
There
it is. He's open.
Dennis for three.
Oh,
on the lane,
it.
No good. Rebound by Fenimore.
Foul.
12 seconds, and
yeah.
Riverdale has to foul.
They got the look they needed. Just want to go for Bevan that time. That's all right. He got an open look. Still plenty of time.
Foul is called on number 13, Conlon Walsh,
yep.
Which will be his third.
Good foul. Still got a rebound here. It's still a bonus.
Jude Kinney has not shot free throws tonight. He's had a big game. He'll go to the line. Fenimore by one with 11 seconds. Free throw in the air. It is
missed
no
it.
Good. Rebound
right,
Bevan Dennis.
Chance. Here he comes.
Here we go. Bevan, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Right side knocked away by Fenimore. Fenimore with a steal.
Got
three.
A foul.
Back to the far side. The foul called. Reese Kelly caught the ball with 2 seconds left and was fouled. So the foul is called on Riverdale's Owen Blankenship. And that is Riverdale's 10th. So this is double bonus,
yeah,
Kurt.
Yeah, double bonus, yeah.
Foul is called on Owen. That's his fourth. So a timeout by Fenimore. We'll keep it here. 2 seconds remaining in the ball game. Fenimore by one. And Fenimore, you know, even if they make a couple, Riverdale still got a chance to tie it with a three.
Yeah, I'm sure Fenimore's probably talking about that. Do you foul, you know, if you get up by three, do you foul? Or so 2.1, anything can happen.
Lots of scenarios
here.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right. Good way to start our sports week here on WRCO.
Sure.
Got exciting action every night this week,
yep.
Other than Wednesday. Could be watching the snow on Wednesday.
Yeah, could be. But great effort by Riverdale. Hopefully, still a lot, you know, 2.1. You got to hope for the miss. You got to get the rebound, push, and then hopefully take that half-court shot, bank it home, and become a legend, right?
Reese Kelly at the line. He has not shot a free throw. Has 2 points. And he will get his first, 39-38, Fenimore, 2.1 seconds.
Got to secure this.
Golden Eagles at the line. Free throw in the air, and it is good. Big free throw by Reese Kelly. 40-38. One more coming up for Fenimore. Coach Larson giving him his instructions, and right now trying to make it a three-point game. Kelly's free throw in the air, good. Three-point game. Riverdale will take timeout. 41-38 in favor of the Fenimore Golden Eagles. 2.1 seconds remaining. We'll be back with the conclusion, maybe, next on WRCO, maybe. WRCO.com.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Welcome back to Riverdale. It is 41-38 Fenimore. So the Chieftains are mapping out the scenario in the huddle right now.
You want to get some type of, I'm sure they'll having some type of run through or pick through, try to get, I'm sure you want to get the ball to Bevan as he comes wheeling off. So
timeout is over. Riverdale out to the floor. And they've got Bevan clear at the other end of the floor.
Yep, so
they're going to bring... The inbounder will be Owen Blankenship. They'll have one man, Conlon Walsh, near the half-court line. Everybody else down closer to the basket with 2.1 seconds. Here we go. They look to bring it in, and they'll baseball it in. Caught by Bevan Dennis.
Look,
three on the way, half-court on the way, short! And Riverdale loses by three.
They got the look they wanted, Phil.
They did. Half-court shot. Fenimore did a good job of just getting a hand up.
Yep.
And Riverdale loses. Good game tonight for both sides.
Great, yeah, excellent ball game. Both teams play really well. I think Riverdale reached down because last time Riverdale played, Fenmore won rather easily, and this time Riverdale played a tremendous basketball game and just didn't work out in the end, but you got to give them a lot of credit. You got to give Fenmore credit for sticking in there and doing what they had to do to pull out the win.
Absolutely. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next. We'll look back at this one and the turning point of the game next on WRCO Sports.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
38, the final, as the win goes to Fenimore tonight in SWAL action. Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Our Duncan Awards turning point or play of the game. We might have to go with the two free throws by Reese Kelly there with two seconds left.
I would agree. I think he made big-time free throws at the end to not ice it, but get close to it. Yeah, Fenimore made some nice defensive plays at the end. Riverdale did get some looks, but tonight it wasn't going to be the night, but it was a really good basketball game, fun game to watch, entertaining game. Some great players out there to watch, and Fenimore pulls it out.
Good to see you, sir. Yeah, Bob Uecker, Richland Center. Kirk Thompson. Good to see you, Mr. Kinney. 41-38 the final. Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan and Richland Center. Join Duncan today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Our postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care team.
Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. The win goes to Fenimore tonight, 41-38 in the final. Looking at the scoring for Fenimore, 13 for Jude Kinney leading the way, 9 for Brady Roth, 7 for Evan Larson. 4 points for Reese Kelly, 3 for Sean Yonke Fiedler, 3 for Isaac Henkel, 2 for Corey Dressen. On the other side, Riverdale led by Bevan Dennis with 20, 8 for Henry Drone, 5 by Owen Blankenship, 3 for Chase Chitwood, and 2 for Enra Gentula. So good ball game tonight, which Riverdale led 21-19 at halftime,
yep.
Kurt.
Yeah, they did, and, you know, Fenimore was able to wrestle the lead away, pulled up by 9, but then Riverdale cut it to 1, had possession, just didn't work out this time, but, you know, you got to feel, you know, it's a tough loss, but you played really well, and you got to be happy with the effort.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I talked to Coach Larson at Fenimore, and they, you know, he feels that they're going the other direction,
yep.
too. So they're getting closer to 500
yep.
now with the
for
win
sure.
tonight. 6-5 in the SWAL, and yeah, they'll be a tough out in the tournament.
Oh, for
too.
Sure. Yeah, tournaments are not easy for anyone. And Bevan Dennis, you know, had a great ball game again tonight. Fun to watch, as did the entire team. But yeah, it's not too long away from the tournaments now. But for Riverdale, we turn around right away tomorrow and play basketball. And I forget where Fenimore heads off to, but both teams, I think, will be back in action tomorrow night.
I think you're right. And it's a big night here at Riverdale tomorrow night.
Yeah, I've got parents' night and senior night for the boys tomorrow, so they got to hopefully keep the momentum they got tonight a little bit. I know it didn't work out in the end, but played a great ball game, so take that effort over in tomorrow night and see what happens then.
All Fenimore has to do is go to Mineral Point tomorrow
night. Oh, Mineral Point, yeah. Wow.
That's a tough turnaround.
Yeah, there's a lot of tough games in this conference.
Yeah, there sure are.
Yep.
Night in and night out. But proven tonight that they can hang in there.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is good, something to build on, I think.
Oh, for
too,
sure,
so.
For sure.
Indeed. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you,
Kurt.
Phil. I enjoy
appreciate
it. Enjoy.
Always, yeah.
Great coverage. Have a good one, Phil.
You bet. Kurt Thompson joining us on the postgame show. Mr. Fabulous, Mr. Tim Feed back in the studio tonight pushing all the buttons. For a final time tonight, let's look at that scoreboard, the Phil Nee flip phone. Potosi over Argyle, 72-43. River Ridge, 80. Scholesburg, 51. Highland with a win against Benton in boys basketball, 80-59. Sauk Prairie leading River Valley, 62-41 in the second half. The Wonewoc Center girls defeat Seneca, 39-28. Other games tonight, let's see, that was a final there. And Mineral Point girls getting a win against Belmont, 51-39. Holman over Toma, 54-20 in girls basketball as well. We'll be on the air tomorrow night with action from Richland Center. Hornet girls taking on Viroqua. Good area girls basketball matchup tomorrow. And we'll enjoy having that for you on the radio as well. 41-38. Fenimore gets the win in varsity action earlier in JV. They score the win 47-24 over the Chieftains. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Take advantage of Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's fiber network. You heard right, fiber right to your home or office. They can offer the fastest internet and high-definition television, and our HD channels are included free, so you won't need to pay more. When the local sporting events are over, kick back and watch your favorite college or professional teams. Visit our webpage, rttc.coop, or call 537-2461 to find out more about Richland Grant Telephone's value-added packages and reliable local service.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
always seeing only what you want to see. Walking in your own reality. Are you awake or are you living in a dream? Making movies in the back of your mind, frame, line by line. Try to change and rearrange it all the time, but it is the same, and you don't know why. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for fame, you're gonna find it. Looking for hope, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Two men could be walking in the same shoes, and at the same time they hear the same news. One's laughing and the other one's crying. One's living and the other one's dying. Tell me now, which one are you gonna choose? Cause in the end it's up to you. And the fact is there's only one truth, and the difference is every point of view. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for fate, you're gonna find it. Looking for, you're gonna find it, you're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, you're gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Yeah, yeah. And when you finally find it, there'll be no denying that you were holding it the whole time. And tomorrow's too late, you just can't wait. Change your mind. What you're looking
for. Dry your eyes, cause better days are sure to come. And when you smile, be sure to smile wide, and don't let them know that they have won. And when you walk, walk with pride. Don't show the hurt inside, because the pain will soon be gone. And when you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. Cause when you dream, it might come true. When you dream, dream big. And when you laugh, be sure to laugh out loud, cause it will carry all your cares away. And when you see the beauty all around and in yourself, and it will help you feel okay. And when you pray and pray for strength to help you carry on, and when the troubles come your way. And when you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true. When you dream, dream big. Dream big. come me away. When you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. 'Cause when you dream, it might come true. When you dream, dream big.
For the ride in his freezing fist, 'cause that's the only way he can make it across town for an education. But he thinks I can do this. There's a little girl on the other side of the city drying her eyes, 'cause she's going to school with her new look for the first. She pulls her head over her balding head and gives her mom a kiss and says, "Mama, I can do this." I don't know about you, but that just makes me cry. Two kids so young, so precious, having to fight. There's a woman in her bedroom packing up her bags. She knows she has to move fast if she wants to get away. She looks at her body covered in bruises, and she turns to her kids and thinks, "I can do
so strong. Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Extension 2109 or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there. If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed Seed and Such.
100.9 WURCO. Everybody wants to more. Was a miracle. can stop the storms. Board by board and brick by brick, we made it anyway but quick. Years of tears and blood and sweat, we fight like hell.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump administration again ordered to immediately restore frozen government funding.
The federal judge in Rhode Island said, no, you can't freeze that money in and of itself, too. So he ordered that that money be unfrozen. And then an argument was made in court that the federal government didn't comply with that. So this judge in Rhode Island has now just today ruled that the government did not comply with his order and must unfreeze those grants.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The administration ordered federal prosecutors to drop the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. The Justice Department says the case comes too close to Adams' re-election campaign. In Guatemala City, the country's capital, a multi-vehicle crash spurred a bus to plunge into a gorge, fall 115 feet, and crash